It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It is chilly and wet around Denver and along the Front Range this morning. Temperatures will stay in the 30s through the day and drop below freezing overnight. It should be not quite as cold tomorrow, then sunny and warmer later in the week. It's currently 36 degrees in Denver. A quick round of cold and snow may temporarily slow down the Cameron Peak fire west of Fort Collins, but it won't put it out. The fire has burned more than 96,000 acres, growing 30,000 acres in a single day. Paul Brugink is the fire's public information officer.
The snow will melt off fast and evaporate pretty quickly. So unless we get quite a few of those in succession, this fire will still be going for a while.
The fire has forced thousands of evacuations, closing parts of the Roosevelt National Forest in Larimer County as it pushes toward Fort Collins. Along with this week's early snow, another Colorado ski area has announced its opening day. Eldora will open November 23rd. Copper Mountain plans to open a week later. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
After COVID-19 ended last season early, resorts have started to unveil their opening dates for this winter. Winter Park was the first to announce. It's slated to start November 18th. Vail Resorts will open its six Colorado ski areas that same month, starting with Keystone in early November. Bluebird Backcountry, which debuted last year as the state's first all-backcountry ski area, plans to reopen Christmas Eve. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It has been a busy summer for Colorado home builders. Some report a record month in August, and new home sales doubled in July compared to July of last year. Again, it's going to be a wet and chilly day around Denver and Colorado Springs, with highs today only in the 30s, 50s in Grand Junction, with rain for western Colorado and rain and snow along the Front Range and in the mountains. That continues tomorrow. Then the weather turns mostly sunny again later in the week. This is CPR News.